You're listening to the Hustle Inspires Hustle podcast. Here, we'll help you unlock the secrets of entrepreneurship and self-development. This is your host, Alex Quinn. I'm a full-stack marketing executive and global keynote speaker. Get ready to get real-world knowledge from top-level entrepreneurs and world-class business leaders.
Hey guys, Randy Zuckerberg here.
Hi everyone, it's Neil Patel, and you're listening to Hustle Inspires Hustle.
This is the motherfucking CEO, Andy Frisella. You're listening to Hustle Inspires Hustle with Alex Quinn.
Become an authority and thought leader in your niche. Join a free private community of entrepreneurs and professionals looking to grow their business and optimize their performance. Get easy-to-learn resources and materials that empower your personal and financial success. Easily accessible for free on desktop and mobile app. Go to hustleinspireshustle.com/app to access now. That's hustleinspireshustle.com/app. Enjoy the rest of the episode.
Welcome back to the Hustle Inspires Hustle podcast series with Grant Cardone. This is part two. If you haven't heard the first episode, make sure to start there and then come back to this one. I've seen many interviews where you've talked about buying versus renting. So you have a very, very big real estate portfolio, but you rent where you live. Can you explain that to me?
You cut me about $300 million in the intro, by the way.
Well, you're at 1.8 now?
Yeah, yes. It's funny. It's funny because people are like 1.5, 1.6. I'm like, oh my God, man, I just got cut by $200 million. But people have bigger problems than this.
Right. Yeah, man. But you've been doing great with that. Why don't you explain to me, because I've always really wanted to understand, and my audience could definitely benefit from it, renting versus buying where you live and then investing in real estate. How does that work out?
Yeah, well, so look, you know, if you're building a business, you're 30 years old and you're starting a business, you shouldn't be, you know, I mean, I'm not here to tell anybody what they should or shouldn't do, but
yeah,
if you're building a business, what are you doing buying a house? Oh, well, it's better to own than rent. And no, it's better to build a business. Nobody's ever got rich because they owned a home, ever, in the history of the world. Every great person, by the way, every great person on this planet has left their home to get rich.
No.
You can't name a person that didn't leave their house to get rich. They did not get rich at home. Nobody gets rich at home. Jesus left home. Okay. Warren Buffett's bought one house. And so we know The Rock because he makes movies, not because he owns a home. So you know, there's a couple conversations, layers of conversations here. One is, oh, I got to live someplace. Well, good. You don't have to live at work. Live at the office. I did. I spent 250 days on the road one time, one stretch, never went home.
I
so
hear
people
that, man.
Are like, what are you doing buying a house, man? Why do you got to buy a house? Oh, I got to have a place to go. Actually, no, you don't. You need to go to work.
Yeah. You got it.
The moment you buy a house, you get lazy. You settle down. That's what we even tell people. Oh, you need to settle down. You need to get, and then you spend time what? Going to IKEA, getting furniture, picking out the furniture, sitting on the furniture, watching TV, you know, hanging out. Well, I got to have balance. Actually, no, you don't. You need to build a business that's successful. If you want balance, don't build a business.
Mm.
Okay, we're going to have millions of bankruptcies in November, December this year. Not thousands or tens of thousands, millions of bankruptcies. Companies that were in trouble before COVID or whatever the hell that was.
Or whatever the hell, that's how I feel.
So, companies that were in trouble before that are going to be in trouble now after that. If you were big, you're probably going to be all right. If you're small, you're going to get crushed. We just had the biggest wealth redistribution in the history of the world. So it just happened. It's happening right now. And people are in the streets talking about black or white. Folks, you are being robbed right now. While you scream about color, the world is being robbed. If people aren't even paying attention to it, they're not even writing about it. Okay. The big companies are going to be saved and the little guy is going to get crushed, completely wasted. There'll be Millions of businesses go out of business because they didn't have the cash flow. They didn't have the balance sheet. So the message there is those millions of businesses, by the way, I guarantee half those business owners own a home. Now they're going to lose their house and their business probably. Because you shouldn't have had a house. You should have had all your attention on owning a business. You should have more equity in your business than you have in your home. Your balance sheet at the office should be better than your balance sheet at the house.
Man, that's powerful right there. It definitely is. Your business is what's going to continue feeding you and build a legacy for you, your family, generational wealth.
Look, it's not really the people's fault. I mean, we've been miseducated. I was miseducated for years. You know, you got guys out there, Susie and Dave and everybody, live frugal, you know, don't have any debt. And I'm like, dude, I shouldn't pay your house off, pay my house off. I shouldn't even have a house.
Yeah.
I should have cash in the bank for my business. Now, this message is not for everybody. Most people don't even like me. The message is too hard.
But sometimes there has to be a little bit of tough love for people to understand. And you talk about that, but the way that you're open and the way that you say things could make you vulnerable to certain people not liking the way you talk or not liking the way that you come across. But all you're doing is putting your content out there and trying to educate the next guy or girl. You already did your thing. You're already making money. Your businesses are already operating. You don't have to take the time to come on this podcast. You don't have to take the time to go do other things that you're doing, but you're just trying to share your experience. And ultimately, that's what's important. People don't have to like you. Or what you're saying. They just have to just try to hear both sides of the story. Always try to be open-minded to learn all aspects, because sometimes things aren't the way they're presented to us. And I think a lot of people are finding that out right now.
Yeah, but let me just say this about the open mind thing. Like, you know, you do need, people do need an open mind, but you don't need to be so open that you listen to everything.
Yeah.
Because the problem with that is if that parachute is so open that it can't catch air, it won't help you. And a lot of people have minds that are so open, like I could piss in their brain and they'd be like, yeah, that was good.
That was great.
That was good. Can you do that again? And then they go to somebody else and they're like, oh, I didn't like the golden shower. What I really like is rainbows. And then they leave the rainbow presentation and they go to the hard waterfall. Oh God, that's what I need. Like people are collecting so much data right now, they leave in conflict, which leads to confusion. You know, any of your listeners out there, if you're having trouble seeing things through, it is not because you're lazy and it's not because you don't execute. It's because you are in conflict. You have data that's in conflict.
Belief system.
I was raised in the middle class, right? So in the middle class is basically educated on how to add and subtract. It doesn't really know how to multiply and divide. It's really an add and subtract culture. Okay. Add some money to your income, subtract the money from your expenses, add a lot of time, and one day maybe you can go on a cruise. The wealthy know how to multiply. They don't add and subtract. They multiply. They play Monopoly. They want to own the board. They want to dominate. They think in terms of domination, not competition. It's a completely different mindset. They're in the same neighborhood, you know, but see, the point of that is I can't listen to my uncle who had 60 homes. If I want $1 billion worth of real estate, his success will hold me back from my possibility.
Hey, I just wanted to jump in real quick to tell you about how to train yourself in organization, balancing your priorities, developing successful habits, and most importantly, having a better mindset. I'm giving free access to resources and materials on business management and self-development. Go to hustleinspireshustle.com/app to get access. That's hustleinspireshustle.com/app. Make sure to follow us on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter at Hustle Inspires Hustle. Okay, let's get back into the episode.
Grant, where could our listeners
go, and I know you have a bunch of things going on where they could learn from, and consume content that could put them on the right mindset to find good people to work with, to put themselves in good situations, to better invest in themselves in their future. I know you have a lot of ventures going on right now. How could they find any type of content that will help them at the moment?
So it depends on what you want. But like, if you want education, then you need to get off Instagram and Facebook and off of every podcast that comes along and you listen to. You can't just pop Joe Rogan. Like, I love what Joe's done. It's amazing. I find myself, I can sit there and watch three or four Joe Rogans in a row. But the reality is, what am I learning? I'm learning a lot about a lot and nothing about one, not enough about one thing. So it's good. It can make me a good conversationalist, but I'm not going to become an expert.
Yeah.
So if you're into sales, finance, money, multiplication, get on Cardone U. I mean, get on Cardone U. It's $99 a month. We have tens of thousands of people on the program. We've had millions of people go through courses there. There's, I don't know, 1,000 courses or something. It's a ridiculous amount of content. It's not something you ever finish. You could literally be paying me $99 a month for 10 years. But it's about how do you market yourself? How do you get known in the market? How do you follow up a customer? How do you lead conversions? You know, how do you run webinars? We just ran a webinar, made me $2 million in 3 hours.
Yeah, I heard about that.
I didn't even, like, 3 years ago, I'd never done a webinar. So we have perfected, like, we have broke the code on. I probably make more money online than with educational products than anybody around.
In the space, yeah.
Yeah, I raised $362 million crowdfunding in the last 25 months. So that's an outrageous amount of money. Never been done before in the United States. That number has never been achieved. So I'm not selling lipstick. I'm not getting naked online. I'm not a rapper. I'm not a celebrity. I'm not an actor. I raised a third of a billion. I'll end up raising $1 billion in cash, literally changing, revolutionizing the way people invest in real estate. So Cardone U, something that people, your audience would benefit from greatly. If you want to invest with me, you'd go to Cardone Capital. Watch what I'm doing there. We're open right now for accredited and non-accredited. We're going to close it for the non-accredited and only be an accredited fund. But we're changing the way, we're literally bypassing banks, bypassing JP Morgan and Goldman Sachs, cutting out the middleman, making institutional quality deals that everyday people would never get access to, cutting out the middleman and providing with lower expenses and better returns for the investor. So, or, you guys could just be a little social media dilettantes and go to my Instagram and my Facebook page or LinkedIn and watch the bullshit. Watch the bullshit show.
Watch the movie.
Watch everybody else's movie rather than build your own.
That's what I'm saying. Educate yourself. And I've been saying it for several podcasts now. Educate yourself. Read. Watch courses. Listen to podcasts. But by all means, do something. Put it into action. Put it into your calendar. Make action items. Track your growth. Track the people you're around and get some work done, because you did it. You went knocking door to door at 25 years old telling people, I want to help you grow your business. I want to help, like, door to door. You know how much it takes to do that? Like, it takes a lot of balls to do that.
My pitch was so bad in the beginning. I remember I was selling fish when I was, 18 or 19 years old. My opener was, who wants fish? That was my opening line. Okay. Today I did a podcast and people still, I get these DMs all the time. Who wants fish? Right. That was my opener, man.
Yeah.
It was terrible. Like, but I sold all my fish. Number one, because I called on enough people. That was the point of that story. You don't need a great pitch if you just keep calling on enough people.
Yeah.
But you can. That was when I was 18. My whole life, I have been a student trying to improve my pitch, my presentation, the way I speak to an audience. Last year, we did the largest live conferences on planet Earth last year.
35,000?
Yeah, like nobody's ever done that in the United States.
On Super Bowl weekend.
Super Bowl weekend, 35,000 people. We did 12,000 people this February in Mandalay Bay, 3 days. Most profitable, largest event held in the United States. Most important thing was it was the most profitable.
Yeah.
I mean, these are like Jay-Z and Beyonce numbers.
You definitely did some crazy shit because nobody in their right mind except you is going to go on Super Bowl weekend and get the type of venue that you got and sells it out. It's years. Look, man, it's years of experience. You've been doing this for a long time. You've been perfecting your craft.
People should. That's the last thing I will tell you. Like, if I was going to tell people, who should people follow right now? You should follow people that do more than they say.
Yeah.
Not people that have an opinion about everything. Everybody's got an opinion. Show me what you're doing. Okay. Show me what you're doing. I want to see what you're doing. I don't need the parent that tells me to do one thing and they do something else. Show me what you're doing right now, not what you were doing 5 years ago. So if you want somebody that's actually raising money to buy real estate, you don't go to the guy that does the real estate course only. Go to the guy that's willing to teach you. That's fine. That's not a problem.
Yeah.
But he should also be buying deals right now. Like, those two things would be congruent. If you're going to tell me to not monetize my social media, well, tell me how am I going to live then, dude? How do I feed my two kids? Because it sounds good. I'm going to do everything for free. I'm going to put up 10 posts a day and I'm never going to be paid anything. But okay, hey, dude, how do you live?
Yeah.
Because it's impossible. We live on a planet that requires money.
It does. And it's up to opinion, man. I mean, some people want to monetize their social. Some people want to charge for content. Some people want to give free content. I think everybody's right. It's just your choice and how you want to handle the way you do your things. And nobody's wrong and nobody's right. It's just a matter of follow who you look up to.
Well, nobody's wrong and nobody's right until 40 million people are out of work. And then all of a sudden we're like, whoa, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
I need money. Okay, you're not wrong or right until you get to Whole Foods.
That's true.
And then everybody would be like, dude, we don't care if you're wrong or right. How you want to pay for the freaking three bags you got?
Yeah.
Okay. The moment you get hungry, dude, you're going to find out wrong or right don't matter. Money does.
That's the truth.
And whether, you know, I grew up, you know, look, money matters. You want to level the playing field? Get some money. We wouldn't know Jay-Z if he wasn't rich.
Nope.
So Michael Jordan. He just gave $100 million to Black Lives Matter and to educating kids of color. Okay. Can't do that if you don't have the bread.
Nope.
That's not because he was just a good basketball player. It's because he was a deal maker. Okay, man. Hey, appreciate you doing the show, brother.
Guys, this is Alex Quinn, Grant Cardone, Hustle Inspires Hustle Podcast.
Thank you for joining me on this episode of the Hustle Inspires Hustle Podcast. I'd appreciate it if you could share, leave a review, and subscribe to the show. Visit hustleinspireshustle.com/app for more free resources, event invitations, and online courses to empower your personal and financial success. Learn about marketing, finances, business development, branding, strategic partnerships, and much more. If you're looking to further connect, check me out on Instagram or LinkedIn at Alex Quinn. That's AlexQuinn. See you on the next episode.